Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This week, Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts announced an extension on its production of Stephen Sondheim and George Firth's Company, directed by BSC Artistic Director Julianne Boyd. The show was scheduled to play on the Boyd Quinson main stage through September 2nd, and now Bobby will be side by side with his friends, driving his dates crazy and waiting through the 10th.
Someone is waiting, cool as Sarah, easy and loving as Susan. Jenny. Someone is waiting, warm as Susan, frantic and touching as Amy. Joanne, would I know her even if I met her?
Aaron Tveit plays Bobby at Barrington Stage. On Broadway, he's appeared in Hairspray, Wicked, Next to Normal, and Catch Me If You Can. He played Enjolras in the film of Les Miserables starring Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe. Television credits include Gossip Girl, Graceland, and Fox's Grease Live. I interviewed him backstage in Pittsfield after a two-show day this Wednesday. Aaron Tveit, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having me back.
So we already talked about Company. I figure this time we'll just talk about Game of Thrones.
Sounds good.
No, I saw that you are a fan, yes. As am I, but I don't know how we could... We probably shouldn't do spoilers, just in case people don't have HBO.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a spoiler rule. It's like I wait usually till the next day to say something or respond to something online. I feel like by that point, if you haven't watched, don't go looking online for it, because, you know, you have to give them like a grace period. But the past that, it's fine.
So, sort of like maybe lamely trying to tie that into a real interview about your work,
yeah.
Does watching something like that help you unwind from doing a show?
Oh my God, absolutely. It's something like that, especially that's a complete, fully realized fantasy world, I think is wonderful, because you totally go to another place. You know, it's another form of escapism. I think it's why it's so popular, you know. Like, yes, it has all these morals that play into our own world, but I think just going somewhere else is great. It's funny, while I'm working, I find I don't watch a lot of kind of heavy scripted things, because I feel like I go home and I just want to shut my mind off. So Game of Thrones kind of works that it's something I can watch, because I think you go somewhere else, but it's tough. Yeah, I end up watching sports or a lot of kind of mindless things after work.
I probably should know this, but who are your teams?
My teams are the Yankees. Growing up in New York, Yankees, but that's kind of my only New York allegiance. My dad was a Dallas Cowboys fan from the 70s, and so I was raised a Cowboys fan, and it's very contentious because all my friends are Giants fans. Of course, that's, you know, big rivalry. Basketball, I was a Michael Jordan guy when I was a kid. I wasn't really a Knicks fan. And so as a result, very similarly how I followed Michael Jordan, I've kind of followed LeBron James through his career. So I've kind of followed him. But yeah, those are my major ones.
Does liking football make that one scene in the show even more fun?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. I mean, I never played organized football, but played a lot of pickup and, you know, tackle and touch football with friends. So yeah, playing that one scene out is really, really cool. Kind of when we were staging it, they said, "Can you do this? Do you think you can throw it to somebody in the audience?" I was like, "Yeah, no problem." And they said, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah, no problem." So I was totally ready to go.
How do you pick who you'll throw it to?
It's usually a vibe I'm getting from them. I kind of roll out to the stage left side, and I'm looking to make a pass, and usually somebody's kind of making eye contact with me, and, you know, giving me a hand gesture as if I'm going to throw it, and then they don't realize actually I'm going to throw it, and then I do. But actually, we've only, however many shows we've had, I think this afternoon was the only show that nobody was really giving me a "I'll catch it" vibe. They're all just kind of looking at me. So I threw it all the way in the back of the house into the kind of where people walk in the theater. There's like a black space up there. So I was like, well, I'm not going to throw it. Okay, I threw it up there.
Is there a scramble for people to catch it if somebody fumbles it?
There's been a little bit, yeah. A little, like, you know, the first person will bobble it and then end up with the person behind them. But, yeah, it's been no injuries yet, which is good.
Well, yeah, that is good. That would be dreadful to have to stop the show because you clocked somebody with a Nerf ball and it hurt them. Mm-hmm. When we last spoke about this production, you were still in rehearsal, hadn't opened yet, and you told us that you had always wanted to play Bobby.
Yeah.
And then in rehearsal, you were feeling that,
yeah,
still good about it.
Yeah.
Are you having fun playing it? Are you still learning about giving Bobby to the audience up here?
Yeah, I think I'm still, you know, really learning about this. I mean, I'm kind of more used to a Broadway rehearsal and preview schedule where you kind of preview for a month before you open. And so you kind of have at least 3 weeks to really play and find out what the audience responds to kind of craft your performance that will then go. So if you look at it that way, I mean, we're kind of in our second week of previews.
With 2 more weeks scheduled to run it all.
Right, with 2 more weeks to go. But no, I'm a person that is kind of always looking for new stuff and looking for new ways to tell the story within what we're doing. And so I'm always doing that anyway. So yeah, no, I think the show's really growing and settling and, you know, changing within the construct of what we're doing. And it's an absolute joy of a piece. I mean, it's so thought-provoking and it's difficult. It's probably the hardest two-show day I've had to do, which is kind of crazy to say because I've had some very... But it's interesting. A lot of shows before have been difficult because they've been so physically demanding, but this show is so emotionally draining that honestly, to kind of... After 2 shows, I'm just kind of like... I feel like a puddle after 2 shows because it's just very, you know, emotionally taxing. And I'm not one that... I don't usually coast through the show, and so it's a lot for 2. But I mean that in the best way, in the most great challenging way.
I don't know if you need this encouragement from me, but you're very articulate for being a puddle after doing 2 shows, which is, as I'm talking to you, what has happened today.
Yes, thank you. That's good. That's good to know.
So much of this show is about how important Bobby is to everybody else, all the other characters. How do you, in this short time, build and spark those relationships with your castmates?
You know, it was really easy with this group of people. I mean, one of the greatest elements, I think, of the show is the job that Pat McCorkle did as a casting director to put these people together. I mean, it is such a stellar bunch, and it's a bunch of pros. It's people that have, you know, they're not just walking in off the street. All these people have really done this. And, you know, casting is such a huge part of every show, but this in particular... All the relationships kind of within the first couple days were already formed, and you could see the different couples, how they interacted with each other. And so then it was very easy for me to fall in with them because they were so clearly defined right away. So it really, I think, it was very easy because Pat just did such a great job.
Are there moments in the show that... have become, I'm sure it's probably different every performance and sort of depends on what's going on that day or that week, but are there moments that you, while playing Bobby, enjoy more or less or more challenging or less or however you want to talk about it than you thought they would be when you thought about playing the role before you were cast?
It's interesting. Somebody asked me the other day what my favorite moment in the show was and I couldn't answer it. And that's definitely a first too. It's such an interesting thing to go through this evening from my perspective. It's like, because I'm constantly engaged and constantly, so I'm, the whole thing just feels like one thing to me. It doesn't feel like all these moments in a way. But I think the challenges have been when I'm not speaking, I'm 100% engaged with everyone else on stage, the whole show. And so that is a challenge because it's, you know, and that takes kind of a lot of focus and you can't get distracted and you can't, you know, so it's like really kind of zoning in the whole time. So that is always on my mind to kind of, you know, send energy to everyone, even though I'm not speaking. And then of course the emotional roller coaster of it, you kind of go on this ride and for me, I'm still finding it is where I can let the emotion out, where I need to hold it back, because if I let it out too much, I won't be able to sing or speak or function. And so that's really been the challenge of this, is kind of gauging. It's like if I had like a stopper and I was like letting the emotion out. It's like, how much do I let out at a particular time? It's kind of been the real challenge of this.
Who do you train your stopper with? Who teaches you how to do that? Or is it all, you have to find it inside yourself?
I wish I could say somebody could help me do it, but I mean, it was funny. We were in rehearsal. I couldn't sing. I think I said it when we were just recording the show. It was like, at that point, I had yet to sing Being Alive without just losing it. I mean, it was, you know, but it's like, I like to walk that little tightrope emotionally because, you know, but no, it's just doing it every day and seeing what works and what doesn't. And sometimes you crash and burn.
So speaking of staying in the moment and not getting distracted, your first preview, a beanbag chair exploded on stage, mm-hmm. and then the fire alarm went off.
Yes.
What do you have to do to recover from those moments to stay in the show to come back? Because by all accounts, the performances were still incredible.
Yeah, that was tough. The beanbag chair was great. I love the beanbag chair. I'm a person where stuff like that happens on stage, I love it because it's a new moment and there's some new energy and all that. So that was super fun. But no, the fire drill, I guess you call it, was difficult because we had to all leave in costume, go across the street, wait, and it's just, you know, you kind of, you're on this train and all of a sudden it just isn't moving anymore. But I knew going back out in the second act that the audience that stayed, it was going to be really fun because they obviously, you know, this thing where we're suspending this disbelief of these 2.5 hours, but they saw us on the street. They knew we had to do the same thing. So there's like an unspoken thing like, oh, we know that this just happened. So it's going to be fun. And so that was actually a really fun second act because kind of, I think we were all in on the same joke together.
Plus the second act starts with a killer number.
Yes, side by side. We jump right in with that, yeah.
The show has extended for a week.
Yeah.
Let's go inside baseball. How does that happen when they come to you? Like, if we can do it, do you want to do it, et cetera, et cetera? How does that work?
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. I mean, they've been very wonderful, Julie and everyone here with me, with, you know, kind of including me in all of that process. But, yeah, it literally started with, hey, listen, I think that the show's tremendously successful and selling really well, and would you be open to and available to extend a week? And I said, absolutely. I said, you know, I have some things later in the month, but that first beginning of September, I'm totally cool. And I would absolutely love to. So that's how it went down. And then I think they checked with everyone else and everyone else felt the same way. So
it has been wonderful to watch you on stage and fantastic to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time. You weren't a puddle at all.
No, thank you very much. I'm happy to hear that.
Aaron Tveit plays Bobby in Company at Barrington Stage through September 10th. To learn more, visit barringtonstageco.org.
Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair, to ruin your sleep. Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short, to put you through hell. Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
The music used in this segment features Tveit with Company's musical director Dan Pardo on piano. It was engineered and recorded by Matt Plummer. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.